although any part of Shaar B'Tochen is useful, especially at a time like this, where people are a little bit trying to figure out what to do with this coronavirus. However, I'm going to jump a little bit to some specific aspects, parts of Shaar B'Tochen that Mamash speak about these nekudos. We just finished now the 10 benefits of somebody who is a Baal B'Tochen over the counterfeiter who could just print money at will, which we would think, look at him as he's the best off, because he has as much money as he wants, and he's good to go. And he showed how in 10 different ways the Baal B'Tochen is has more menuchas and nefesh than such a person. He continues with more benefits. However, in general of the Baal B'Tochen, I'm going to jump to the beginning of Perek Aleph, where he talks about Mehusa B'Tochen. How do you define what B'Tochen is? What's the essence of B'Tochen? Mehusa B'Tochen, he Menuchas HaNefesh of Baal B'Tochen. That the Menuchas HaNefesh of the person who has B'Tochen, his serenity, the calmness, V'Shi'alibo Yisamuch Al Mishu B'Yitayach Alav Shu Oises Mashu Toye V'Nochen Avuray B'Dover Shu B'Yitayach Alav Behetem Li'Yecholtoy V'Diyosei B'Dvarim She'em L'Tivosei. He is dependent and he relies solely on the one that he's B'Yitayach on, that he's going to do the best thing for him in his situation in light of what he knows to be the best thing for him. In other words, the Ribbono Shel Olam knows what's best for us. He's not even talking about specifically Ribbono Shel Olam. He's talking about any time that a person is Boiteach on somebody else, you're only going to be Boiteach if you realize that that person knows what's best for you and he has the ability to do what's best for you. The most fundamental aspect which is necessary for a person to be able to have B'Tochen is Shibilad Ein B'Tochen Metzias, and without it, it's not Shaykh that Metzias or B'Tochen who's there. It is the following: She'alibay Batuach, that a person will be certain, Shemishu B'Teach Bo Yekayim Es Ma She'Omer V'Yas Es Ma She'Eftiach, that the person that you're relying upon is going to fulfill that which he said he was going to do, and make good on his guarantees. And not only that, he'll even do things for you that he didn't guarantee you that he's going to do, simply because he has compassion on you and he wants to do it. In other words, like the Mefarshim Ramaz over here, if a person thinks that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only going to do it if he's 100% Roy, so then he's never going to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Shem Yigur Machet, who knows if I'm Roy. But we know that. Now, certainly you can't just do whatever you want. The Chavis Lavis says this elsewhere. You have to live your life with what you think is the best possible way for you to be able to Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm trying. I know that I fall short in areas, and I know that it's not as much as I could do v'chulam. But what I'm trying to do is live my life up to the Torah and Mitzvot of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, even though I fall short, and I don't deserve everything, nevertheless, I rely on Kodesh Baruch Hu that He's going to give me whatever I deserve. And even things that I don't deserve. And if a person thinks about it, he'll realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it all the time. We don't deserve anything from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And every time that we wake up in the morning, every time that we eat something, Rabbi Yochanan would say that if a person realized what was involved in his digestive system, then every time that he ate and everything went alright, he would send the telegram home, Baruch Hashem, I'm alive. Because if you realize what has to be done for it to you sticking chicken and rice and potatoes and everything, cookies and cake and cola and who knows what into your digestive tract, and you expect your stomach to just be fine with that. And it is. It's amazing. Because there's Baruch Hu just, you know, for the most part, things just go down. Some people can't have this, some people can't have that. But for the most part, and they say with the coronavirus that they're good to drink because they can wash it down and the acids of the stomach will burn out the virus. That means that there's the flesh and blood of our digestive tract has the ability to separate all the psoilis and all the and everything that is needed for the trillions of cells of the body gets sent to the body, gets sent to each cell, gets what it's supposed to have, and all the waste passes through the body. And I saw an interesting clip. Somebody, a Mashgiach, actually showed it to me. He told me, he said, he said, spread it around. The person that he was in the hospital, and his son was born, something was wrong with his arm, and the doctors told him it was one of three things, and each one was worse than the next. The Kitzur, he didn't know what to do with himself, and he was supposed to go speak to a certain doctor, and he went to the bathroom first. After he came out of the bathroom, he bumped into a doctor who was not from, and this doctor said to him, I noticed that you just used the washroom, and you came out and you mumbled Asher Yatzar. He says, I'm not religious. He says, but Asher Yatzar, he says, I say Asher Yatzar. He says, why? He says, imagine, he was talking about Ilan Rimon. He says, imagine Ilan Rimon, who went up in the space shuttle. He says, imagine that the space shuttle wouldn't have, the person safely would have landed the space shuttle. He says, what would he do when he, the first thing when he landed? He would go home and say hello to his wife and kids, or would he say thank you to the person who landed the space shuttle? So he says, certainly he would say thank you to the person that saved his life. He says, landing a space shuttle involves 10,000 different aspects that all have to go right. He says, using the facilities is 10,000 times 10,000. He says, every time, that every all the things that have to go right in the body for it to pass through and your person, he says, is way more than landing a space shuttle. Thousands of times more than all the aspects that have to go right. Everything has to be perfect. He says, and just to mumble it, just to mumble that Shiyatar, so a person realizes it's Makia that, because it's Baruch Hu, he doesn't owe us anything. And every time we use the bathroom, and every time that we breathe, and every time that our heart pumps, and the blood goes to every single part of our body, and it pumps and pumps and pumps and pumps and sends blood all over the body, every second. And for a second, if it stops, the person, Chas v'Chalila, is, what would happen? It's not shaykh to be miskayim. To rely on the Rebbeinu Shlomo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's best for us, and he does what's best for us. And that's what Menuchas HaNefesh is total reliance on the Ribbono Shel Olam, that he's going to do what's best for us. Now, does that mean that you could just disregard everything that the Misrad HaBriyut says and come in mass and sit down with hundreds of people together and have big chasanas of, 1,000 people and listen here, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supposed to, every bullet has an address, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's best for me, then just do what I want to do with it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of us. That certainly one cannot do. That the Chavis of Ovis in Perek Dalet, he says as follows: Askul Afarish is a chilek harishin, akolah seinyonim hanoigin lagufa adam bilvad. I'm going to discuss bitochon with regard to the physical aspects of a person's life. Dainu chayav umoysay, life and death, tizunosay, his food, abashosay, his dress, dirosay, his house, priusay, his health, cholyoy, chas v'chalila. If he doesn't have health, if he dies of what is the right way to be prepared? To totally give yourself over to the Rebbeinu. Realize and recognize that what's going to happen is only what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants to happen. Realize that if it's going to be a person's going to have food or not have food, he's going to have a house, he's not going to have a house, a person's going to have a house today and not a house tomorrow. A person came around yesterday that his parents' house was burnt because some kid threw a firecracker and landed on the porch and went through the window and the whole picture of the whole house burnt, and he started collecting money for his parents' house. One day he has a house, one day he doesn't have a house. There's no way to, it's not going to, a person can never know. And even if it looks to a person as if it's something which is not good for him, and a person should, even if it doesn't look like it's something which is good, he should know that at the end of the day it's for his best. Person has to realize that no one could change your what's supposed to happen to a person. Only if it's with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire. People realize when it comes to life and death that it's not in their hands. There's no way that a person could decide he's going to live for longer than the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants him to live. And so too with health and sickness. So too his food and his house and his clothing, it's all up to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. And nothing is in a person's hands. And especially such a thing like the coronavirus, right? A person was a waiter in Muncie in Rehachasana, and he was Kinira, he afterwards they found out that he was sick, he would be in contact with somebody. Now every single person that was by the chasana that was in contact with this waiter has to go into quarantine. So now, is there any way to know? How can anybody know, any person that he passes, any person that he comes in contact with, how can a person know? What are you supposed to do? So there's two things you could do. You could either say, hey, I give up, and just throw your hands up in the air and say, I'm just going to go to the chasanas and you know, eat, drink, and be merry, because there's nothing you can do anyhow. Or you pretend to Kadosh Baruch Hu that whatever is going to happen, it is up to him, and therefore I'm Boiteach that whatever is going to, the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants me to happen is going to happen. However, I have to be careful myself. That's in the very next paragraph of the Chavis Lavavis. Even though it's clear to a person the truth, whatever is best for him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses. A person has to choose, he has to still be wise enough not to just jump off the roof and say, if the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to live, I'm going to live. He has to do what he thinks is the best thing for his situation. And therefore, if the health minister says that what a person should do now is only have 10 people together, and that's what we do. I think all the G'dayim across the board said that that's what you should do. I know my son's cheder. Every class was split up today into thirds, and they went in increments, 10 kids at a time. 10 kids at a time went in the morning, and then in the early afternoon, and then in the afternoon they went into, and that's how they're splitting it up in a chanami. That's you got to do what they got to do what they're going to do, what they say to do. And that's what the G'dayim was saying to do also. And there's no chasanas, and there's no, and only with 10 people, v'chulu. A person's got to certainly do what he feels is the best for his, make the ishtadlus, what's best for his parnasa, what's best for his health, what's best for his life, what's best for his the chinuch of his kids, and not rely on, just throw up your hands and say, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants it to happen, it's going to happen. However, at the end of the day, Yamin kiyam tzu'usim yasalikim is mashu gozim erish. But a person has to realize at the end of the day, what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to happen is what's going to happen. You can take all the precautions and all the everything, but if there's one person that passes by and he sneezes and it goes on to who knows what, there's less than 10 people there. Yeah, there's less than 10 people there. But in a chanami, that less than 10 people, there's now somebody else that was sick that passed by, chas v'chalila, and those 10 people... and I have to go into quarantine, and all the people that this person went by, I heard there's 1,000 people in Telstone that are in quarantine now because there was one person that was in Purim, was around, and by this shul, by that shul, another person, each person, to mark it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every single one of these people, every single person that's here, was Bigzeris El Yerin, that they should be at this and this place, at this and this time, and therefore they have to go into quarantine, and therefore V'chulu, and all the people that are going back to America, and all the people that are here, V'chulu, every single thing is Bigzeris El Yerin, every single person. It's not just like, oh, it must be Telstone, that there's plenty of people that were there that are not involved, that weren't there at that exact time. Every single person, well, there's a story that they say, right, that a person had a dream once that he shouldn't go on a boat. Because if he goes on a boat, then he might drown. The kids are for years and years and years, over 20 years, he was never on a boat. He's scared to go on a boat. The kids are finally, his mamash like a child of life and death, and he had to run away. And the only way for him to get out was with a boat. The kids are, he went with another 20 people, 25 people on a boat, and he started going, and sure enough, a huge wave came, and the whole boat started tipping over. And the kids are, he calls up the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and he says, I understand, obviously, this is because of me. Because I know, I realized that I wasn't supposed to go on a boat. I understand that I had to do it because of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but I knew that if I'm there, it's a shadow that you might get me. But the other 19 people on the boat, what did they do wrong? And a voice comes out from the Shemayim and says, it took me 25 years to get you all in the same boat. There's every single person, you know, but you think that it was it's a mikra that happens to be that these people on, no, every single person that's in every single place, it's Alts Kecheshman. So every person has to do their ishtadlus, but be boiteach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that whatever happens, that's what's best for a person. And That means he has to do shlefi ra'ois ein of himatem v'yoser. Livchur mivein ha'imtzoyin as eilish shlefi ra'ois ein of himatem v'yoser. So many people are trying to figure out what to do. Should stay for Pesach, should not stay for Pesach. Go back, maybe there's going to be quarantine. You're not going to go back, so then how are you going to make Pesach for the kids on the foot because there's no school? Is it going to be matzah? It's not going to be matzah. You're going to go back and there's going to be quarantine and we're not going to be able to come back. I'm only going to come back in 3 months. You're only going to come in 3 months and this is mom. I'm not going to have a chavrus. I'm not going to. What's going to be? If I'm not going to go back now, I have to go back in the summer. If I go back in the summer, so it's going to be for 2 months. And everybody with cheshbonos, and we can't know. So you can't don what you don't know. It's like politics. There's no reason to talk about politics. You have the slightest idea what's going to happen. Wait to see what happens, then happen. There's no reason to talk about it now. So what's going to be? I have no idea what's going to be. So you can only don kefi reis enef, says the Chavis Lavavis. Kefi, what you have, the nitunim, the givens that you have now, that's how you have to make a decision. Take all the pros and all the cons, make a list and figure out what's best in your situation. You can ask doctor, that's always a good thing to do. And it's always a thing, especially such a big thing, a big shiloh, a person should ask if he could. With all the nitunim, put them out and make a decision. After that, HaKadosh Baruch will decide what actually happened. You might think that you're going back and you'll find out that your flight is cancelled. You're not going back. And there's many people that thought that they were doing things and chasins that people thought were happening and that are not happening now and they're happening in 3 months or they happened 2 days early or we made all the plans. It's already from a year ago we already got this haul because this is the haul, the only haul that we were able to do and ready to put down a thing in. Ultimate menstra. And at the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu decides what's going to happen and where you're going to get married and what's going to be and exactly how many people are going to be there and if there are going to people be there and if people are not going to be there. And we see this with our siyum that we're supposed to make. Should we make it by Hanukkah time? Should we make it next month? Should we make it at the end of this month? We decided we weren't finished by Hanukkah time, so we didn't make it together. We weren't going to make it Tamazai. We waited after the Chazar and we didn't ask for the people that they shouldn't go back, so we didn't do it next month. So those people went back before the siyum and it was even supposed to happen. And then by the time the siyum was supposed to happen, that's it. Today it was supposed to happen and that's it. The Rishon decided it's not happening. So you can make all your plans and all your chesbonos and all your outs. You have to do it kefilin itunim. What's going to happen? The ma'isa, not the Rebbeinu Shem was going to. The brothers decided that they're going to sell Yosef HaTzadik, and at the end of the day, that's gufo was gerim that they should that the chalim should be niskayim. They wanted to get rid of the chalim. That's gufo. Then they pass, and that's what's best. But whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu decides is going to happen. But that's all. And just one last nekuda, and that is, he says a little bit later on, says the person in every situation that a person's in, he has to realize that the situation that he's in is the best situation for him now. A person could always look at it as the worst situation. My son, he had to go, they split him up into groups. He ended up in the afternoon group. He wanted to be in the morning group. He would be in the morning group, he wanted to be in the afternoon group. Right? He'd be in the morning group, so then get it over with, get school over with. You're ready, finished by the afternoon. If you'd be in the afternoon group, so then you don't have to get up so early. You'd daven a little bit later. Right? So you could always look at it as a mile, always look at it as a chazaron. The menuchas ha-nefesh of a boiteach is that this is what's best for me. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu will put me into the situation, this is best for me. Even though I can look at it for sure, always as the cup is half empty, but I'm going to look at it as the cup is half full. So he says as follows. This is in Perek Dalet. At the end of Perek Dalet, he says like this. He says, Ein lecha odom she'ein lai menois mi'achas b'shnei efsharius eila. Every single person in the world has one of these two possibilities. Oishu zor b'machum agurum, oishu nimtze b'chug mishpachtu krevim. Either he's far away from the people that he knows and he's together with, that he's friendly with, or he's together with them. Either you're with family or you're far away from family and friends, acquaintances. So he says it like this. Let's say he's in quarantine and he's far away. Im hu zar b'makom megurav, if he's a stranger in the place where he is, yachshav b'libo, you should think as follows. Sezeh she'ein lami l'ziyadeid, that which he doesn't have anybody to be a friend with right now. Hu l'tevasai, it's for your benefit. Because when a person feels that he's alone, he is davik in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You don't have anybody else. So you can either go out of your mind or take your best friend, the Rebbeinu Shalom, who loves you more than anybody else, even more than you love yourself. So why not be friends with the Rebbeinu Shalom? And since he feels like himself as in exile, you have to be b'teichin Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'yala libe is gerusei shel nefesh b'olam hazeh. You think about the fact that your nefesh in this world is also begeris. Shkol anashim nimtzam b'olam, and k'may gerim. Everybody's here only for sojourning here. We're not here for a long time. K'may shamar kosu ki gerim esei shavim atem yimadi. V'yachshav b'libei ki gam kol mi shiyish lekervim b'olam yehepach tezman kosu l'nachri gam l'kishyomus. Even people that have friends, it's only a short amount of time. After that, he's by himself. Not a son, not a karev, ואף אחד מהם לייעז בחברתם. ואחר כך יחשב שזה שהוא בוידי בלוטב עושה, think about the fact that it's for your benefit. הידי כך הוא משוך ממס הקובץ של רבי סלווי לא הייסלו למשפחה. Think about the fact that if you would have a family that you have to take care of, you run around to this house and to this place, you could just be quiet in the same place, you don't have to run anywhere, you don't have to go anywhere. You're potter mechayuvim shumutal malav kaplayim, you're potter from things that you would have had to do otherwise. You would have to go to work, you can't go to work, you'd have to go to Oja, can't take care of these things. You're just at home, not doing anything. Some people want to jump when they're just at home. But a person, if he looks at it with the right mabat, so then he realizes that, listen here, this is actually for my benefit. There's certain things that, I have somebody I was with in yeshiva, and somebody asked him to once take a package to France, and they caught him. The little package had drugs in it. And they caught him, and they sent him into jail for a good few years, until his tiny little cell, and for good, they let him out, I think, for his son's bris was like one time, they let him out for one day, one morning. But that was, and a number of years he was there, and he wrote, this was back in the olden days, before the Mishpacha, this was the days of the Jewish Observer, and he wrote a letter to the Jewish Observer, and he said that his whole mabat on life changed because he was in jail. There's no one else there. You have a lot of time to think. A lot of time to realize that. And a person can either go out of his mind in jail, or he could totally change his life in jail. And for him, it totally changed his life. And that's really a person in quarantine, a person go out of their mind 14 days without leaving the same house, not leaving the same room, house, especially 48 meter apartments here in Israel. Like, I don't even have my pesa. Like, what's going to be? Right? Or a person can think, listen here, there's obviously something that has to be gained. If I'm in this situation, because this broker put me in this situation, then this is the best thing for me. What does that mean? What am I supposed to learn from it? What am I supposed to do in the situation? So that's what the Chavis of Avos is telling us, a bunch of different things that a person can think about in such a situation. To be makir, it's not so bad to think about. I once heard from Menayach Weinberg, Shane Menayach Weinberg. He says that, I think I actually heard from him, that he said that, imagine you're on a plane, and 12-hour flight to America, 15-hour flight for those who live in LA, going back to LA. And for the first 2 hours, you doze off a little bit. After that, you flip through the magazines. After that, it's already 5 hours. You have the slightest thing to do. You're going bonkers. You already went through the up and down through the aisles, and didn't find anybody. The kids say it's about 20 minutes before landing. And one more time, you're going up and down through the aisles, and who do you see there? Rip Steinman. Chaim Knievsky. Chaim Knievsky, sitting by himself. Just go over to him. Had I only known 12 hours ago, I would have had what to do for 12 hours. He says, you know who the most interesting person in the entire world is? Yourself. Get to know yourself. Sit down next to yourself and get to know yourself. People don't like to get to know themselves. But certainly if a person is by themselves, get to know yourself, get to know the Ribbono Shel Olam, get to know you're here for a reason. We're so busy, that's what the Mesillas Yesharim says, we're so busy running around that we don't have time to think at all. Ribbono Shel Olam giving time to think. A little bit of time to think, you could go a long way. And it also help a person with his menuchas hanefesh b'chlal, and will become, will be collect to the greatest possible extent that he's able to under the circumstances. And that's the real goal of menuchas hanefesh, that we should have the b'tachin is the menuchas, like he says, the menuchas hanefesh of the b'teach and the Ribbono Shel Olam, who's always doing what's best for you in every situation.